Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
The first sales success trait is openness, right? So here's the thing with openness. There's two main parts. The first part is open to new things. It's to being open to new ideas, to new situations. Here's the fundamental thing that happens is we as humans, right? This is a human trait, is we have an ego. We have a brain that wants to keep us safe at all times. It wants to keep us alive. It wants to keep us going. And what it also wants to do is it wants to make sure that we're somewhere in the hierarchy of our tribe and that we're never in danger of getting kicked out of the tribe, which is what I'm going to talk about in future weeks. We're going to talk a lot more about the psychology, especially when it comes to your consumer. There's you. Right now, we're talking about you, the salesperson, and we're talking about you in how to make you successful, get you to be authentic and amazing at what you do. And then we have the other person in the equation of sales, missions, your prospects. And there's a lot that we need to cover with that to help you understand what you're up against, because you're up against a very tough opponent when it comes to selling. And I don't mean just the person. I mean, our human psychology, our behavior, what's in our brain, our primal side of our mind, everything that's trying to protect us in all times, is a formidable opponent for sure. So in your mind, you have an ego. We all do. And so one of the things that I've found for people to be successful in sales is that they have an openness. They have a great balance with their ego. An ego is not a bad thing. It's just about if it's productive, if it's useful, if it's helpful in your current situation. And so there's a balance. When you're in sales, you want to have an ego that says, I'm good. I am good at sales. I can help people. I am here to help them. I can be successful. You got to have that ego part of you that helps push through the challenges, ups and downs, the slumps, the missed deals, the lost opportunities, things like that. But where I see it be a challenge is when people have an ego that gets in the way of learning new things, of being open to new ideas, prejudging situations and people and not being open to learning anything new. I see this a lot where it's the ego, right? So it's nothing personal, but where people will not be open to learning new things. I don't need your script. I already know how to sell. I don't need any more training. I got this, right? Like I don't need to go to these meetings because I already know what I'm doing. And for some people, they have the stance to prove it. However, what I have found pretty much every time is that for somebody who says that and is resistant and isn't open to growth, isn't open to change, isn't open to learning new things, they usually don't have the amazing stats that show they're professional. And the people who have the amazing stats that go along with a level and status of being a professional and consistently getting those results, those people are actually more open. They want more coaching. They want more feet. They want to keep winning at a higher game. So there's the people at one end of the spectrum who are open because they're new and they need to learn. Then there's people in the middle who kind of get stuck and their ego will get in their way. And then there's the top performers who are true professionals who just always want to grow, always want to learn, and always want to get better. And so it's very, very important. If you're struggling with openness, if you're struggling with your boss or manager or somebody wanting to give you feedback and say, hey, I want to talk about that last call. Have you tried doing this? Maybe you should do that. If you feel this constriction around it and you feel like you don't want that feedback and you don't want to be open to that, make sure to check your ego and look at where that might be coming from. And I'm not going to get into the deep psychology. That is not my purpose and plan on this training. There's a lot of good resources out there. Obviously, you know, there's professionals out there who can help from this. But if you're struggling with openness and struggling with I'll just say it. Like, some people struggle with being told what to do. Where is that coming from? Is it coming from your childhood, from your parents, from your experience as a kid? Were you bullied, picked on, told what to do? Do you have an older sibling and you just repel that? Like, where is that coming from? And then, if you want to be successful in sales, how do you separate that? How do you separate what happened in the past and your initial reaction to being told what to do? Or when your company says, here's a new script, we need you to start using this. Or here's a new way that you have to close your deals, or say this, or here's a new CRM. How you check that at the door and make sure that you're open.